Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Christopher Allen. The hearing is underway in the House Human Services Committee on the governor's Medicaid expansion bill. Before the hearing, the Republican majority took another jab at the bill. YPR's Jackie Yamanaka has more from the Capitol.
House Speaker Austin Knutson called a press conference at noon to call into question the fiscal analysis of House Bill 249. He says the plan is expensive for Montana now and into the future.
Put simply, it's short-sighted and it's irresponsible.
Short-sighted and irresponsible? Kicking kids off of their health insurance is more so.
State Budget Director Dan Villa says Knutson's remarks are straight from the Kansas-based Americans for Prosperity.
The Bullock administration won't take priority lectures from the Republican majorities who have thus far this legislative session cut the children's health insurance program, cut taxes for the wealthiest Montanans while leaving the middle class behind, and continue to break our state's budget.
The House and Human Services Committee started the hearing on the governor's Medicaid expansion bill a little after 3 o'clock this afternoon to an overflow crowd. Committee Chair Art Wittig says he wants to make sure those who traveled from around the state have time to testify.
It's a very important bill. It's a huge financial impact to the state. And we need to hear from both proponents and opponents. And frankly, we need a lot of time for questions at the committee hearing by committee members, because this is a very difficult, complex issue that has long-lasting impacts to the state. So it's going to have a full and fair hearing, and I always told the sponsor that that would happen.
Whenever someone tells you we had a full and fair hearing, that's their excuse for saying we were going to kill the bill before we ever even heard it.
But Wittig denies the outcome is predetermined. He says the committee is interested in hearing the Bullock administration present its bill. The Republican from Bozeman says there's been inconsistent pieces of information provided, and he hopes officials will clarify the bill tonight.
This should not be theater, you know. This should be a true exploration of ideas. And I still think that at the end there's going to be a customized plan that can get through the process and address the most vulnerable population, and also the providers who have been coming forward saying that the system needs to be tweaked.
And when asked if there's the possibility the committee might take executive action on the bill at the conclusion of the hearing,
that may happen. I've told people that I want to see how, the hearing goes and see what the committee members want to do. It's really their choice.
Doing so is disrespectful to those who testified, says Villa. And House Minority Leader Chuck Hunter says a bill of this magnitude deserves thoughtful consideration. He says taking a committee vote today might prevent amendments to be proposed.
I would say if a executive action decision were to be made today, it would be hasty and unwarranted.
But Wittig says it would be to keep the legislative process moving forward. He says he's been told there may be up to 3 more Medicaid plans put before his committee, which already has a full calendar for the month of March. As an aside, Wittig says just because a bill is tabled in committee doesn't mean it can't be resurrected later. Since Medicaid expansion was anticipated to be an issue of contention between the Democratic governor and the Republican-controlled legislature, the House leadership devised what's called the silver bullet rule. It essentially allows a bill to be brought to the House floor from committee with a simple majority House vote instead of the usual supermajority. So House Minority Leader Chuck Hunter was asked if he plans to use a silver bullet on this bill.
I don't know if we will or not. We haven't made that decision. I'm hopeful that this is a bill that could come to the floor on its own power without the need to use a silver bullet. So that's what we're hoping for at present.
The hearing is expected to continue into this evening and perhaps the night. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, The Capitol.
With Montana News, I'm Christopher Allen.